The band Delta Spirit was formed in sunny California, but the songs for the band's latest album were written in a Brooklyn studio called The Rat Cave, and it might have really lived up to that name after it was ruined by Superstorm Sandy in 2012. The band rebuilt the studio and produced this new album, Into the Wide, out this week.
Take shelter.
That's Take Shelter from the new Delta Spirit CD, Into the Wide. The lyrics continue, when the skies light up and the ground shudders, we'll be there with each other. Well, weirdly, the band was actually in Hawaii being evacuated from a potential tsunami when Sandy hit, but their wives, families, homes, their studio were all back in New York. Singer-guitarist Matt Vasquez joins us from KERA in Dallas. So, Matt, is this song about that time?
Yeah, it is. Actually, Kelly Winrich in the band wrote that song. He was inspired from the very depressing movie Melancholia. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
It's like this movie, it's set at a wedding and the world is ending and everybody's lives are kind of falling apart, but you're trying to get the connection with people and still have hope. Hmm. And so after I saw that movie, I understood the song, but after I saw that film, I held my wife extra tight that night. Just thinking about the song and that movie and just being like, we're all going to die.
Well, it's interesting because, that's something, it feels like there was a lot of pummeling, a lot of incoming, whether it's Superstorm Sandy or in a movie, it feels like members of the band were feeling a little vulnerable.
Yeah. We've been in a band now, this band, Delta Spirit, for 9 years. It'll be 10 in January. And just all the relationships and going through everything together and having to rebuild the space and work on songs and see if we can still connect with each other in the studio and songwriting creatively.
So you have now produced this album about survival, but also there's one song about someone who doesn't make it, a young woman named Juliet, who apparently, if I'm reading the lyrics right, jumped off the John Muir Trail.
Yeah.
Have I got that right?
Yeah. It's a figurative story. It's from some personal experience. Really confused young spiritual person got brought to a place called IHOP, the International House of Prayer in Kansas City, Missouri. And from there, it was very evangelical and free. And a lot of people were saying, well, I feel like God's telling me this and God's telling me that. That experience is what really led me to my agnosticism. And we all share different faiths, from atheism to Christianity, but we all get along in that. And that's,
well, so
this song is kind of that.
But you were the one that went to this, International House of Prayer, not pancakes, evangelical church. And so this is in part about that. So nobody jumped off the John Muir Trail. Well, that's good.
No.
But let's listen to a little bit of, the song is called Patriarch. But there is that reference, shaking on the floor, speaking tongues of angels. Had you done that? Did your church speak in tongues? Really?
Yeah, I was in need. I was a pretty troubled kid and dropping acid as a freshman in high school and just having a crazy time. And had a moment where the paramedics took me. And Christianity was a big thing that helped me get out of the situation I was in. And later in my teen years, I investigated that mystic tongues, gifts stuff. And then when I got older, I thought more about my Freudian God. I'm more interested in the what is than what I perceive now.
All right. Okay. So so these songs are tracking some changes.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. Well, there's also something very much what is, very much in the moment. It's a song about bullying. It's called Live On. Let's listen to a little of that.
When the girl hit the ground, I threw the padlock in the trash. Finally found out just how much it takes.
So who wrote this? Is this someone's?
Did.
And then was this your personal experience?
Yeah, it was.
Tell me more.
Well, I went through bullying when I was in eighth grade and had this kid calling me gay my whole eighth grade year and trying to fight me. I just had enough of it, and I hit him right in the face in the last week of my eighth grade year. And that's really the first verse, and just kind of confronting that within yourself and not letting people just step all over you.
Yeah. Well, there's one more we wanted to note. It's, I don't know, you tell us. Is this an anti-war song? Let's listen. Matt Vasquez, what prompted this one?
Just frustration with the last record and all the Arab Spring stuff that was happening. It was like right as that started ramping up, and kind of the excitement for people to kind of have democracy and not be stepped all over. And, you know, like a lot of people are just so sick of us being at war. And trying to challenge myself to do something about it, and that's what the song's about.
It's interesting, and it comes at a time. We just heard the president speak,
yeah.
And the polls show that, interestingly, 2/3 of Americans are interested in, some sort of military response to what's going on now, ISIS. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I'm just sick of it. In my heart and in my mind, I wish peace for people. And everybody that's saying yes to this whole intervention also wants that too, beheading people and taking away people's rights. It's really complicated over there, obviously. It's just my opinion.
And your song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Matt Vasquez. He sings, plays guitar for the band Delta Spirit. Their new CD is called Into the Wide. Hey, Matt, thanks so much. And
thank you, Robin.
Yeah, have fun on the tour.
Will do.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.